All right, let's jump on this quickly. It's a big, big night for high school football playoffs, the semis, and the finals. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, on his way to the state finals in Orlando as we speak. Larry, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Couldn't be any better. Every year at this time we talk, and you know, we have five games over the next 2 days that are going to tell a lot as far as South Florida teams. Two games that I figure should be kind of runaway, St. Thomas and Eastlake. I think St. Thomas is just playing at just too good a level, and an American Heritage against undefeated Orlando Bishop Moore. Those are the two games that I think that could be runaways. But then you have three other games that could go either way, and it's going to be – that's what makes us all excited.
Well, I'm glad you brought them up. We're going to go one at a time. I'm going to start with a surprise to this Columbus at Flanagan, man. This is new territory for both teams to be this deep into the playoffs. What's your thoughts on what happens then? Who goes to the state finals? Who's going to get out of this one tonight at Flanagan?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to look at this game. First of all, like you said, I mean, both teams, the last time Columbus was in a state championship was 32 years ago. They played up at Pensacola Woodham, and then it's been a long time. And Flanagan's never been here. This is a game where, like you say, they're evenly matched teams. The only way that I could separate this one is that I think Columbus has had the tougher road. You know, they played that Miami-Dade County schedule. They played all those teams. They went up to Kentucky, beat that team that hadn't lost at home since 2005. Flanagan's met every cast. They beat Miramar. They beat Monarch in close games. I just think that if this game comes down to one of those, you know, I mean, if it comes down to a kicking game, this is all Columbus. Columbus has a much stronger kicking game. You know, this is one of these things where they have Columbus has the balance. They run the ball well. They throw equally as well. They both play tremendous defense. So I think if this game comes down to anything, Joe, it's going to be what team has had that tougher road. And I think Columbus, and either way, but it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you. All right, let's go to the Big Cats. Booker T versus Jacksonville Bulls, man. This should be one hell of a game. And tonight, by the way, Booker T goes for their 40th win in a row. Yeah. In the state finals. I guess that's actually going to be tomorrow.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell me what you expect in this game. And Booker T, I mean, they've got the swag going right now. And I know Jacksonville, everybody's told me they are super talented.
Yeah, well, you know, this is like sort of the Jets and the Dolphins meeting three times in 1 year. Sooner or later, you're going to figure them out. This is the third year in a row these two teams have met in the state finals. And it gets closer and closer every year. This is going to be by far the closest game. Bulls comes in here. They're on a little bit of a roll. Last week we saw what happened when Booker T went. You and I talked about that when Booker T went up to Coco. Coco was motivated for that game, much that the way Bulls is. There's so much at stake for Booker T. Really, nothing at stake for Bulls other than the upset of team. It's the defending national champion. But I think this game comes down to the wire. This is a 7-point game and or less. And I think Booker T takes it home, but it's not going to be easy.
All right, and I tell you what, I think this is the toughest game. The next one is Central at Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach Mainland. Mainland has been, boy, they've been tough on teams here in South Florida, 13-0. Central's only loss, of course, is to Booker T. They've been perfect. Boy, this is going to be a tough one tonight on the road for Central.
Yeah, by far the toughest game. And actually, last year in April, I said this is the matchup. I said this is going to be your 6A region state semifinal. This is it right here. This is on the road. Last year, Mainland came down, pushed Central to the max, probably played him as tough as anybody other than Booker T. You know, but there's no Joe Yearby. There's no Dalvin Cook this year. They're going to have to figure out a way to get that offense going. They're going to have to play a much better game than they did last week at a Heritage team that was not even close to what Mainland is. Mainland is so motivated for this game. They sold this game out. This is going to be, by far, Central's toughest test. This is another Hoover game. This is the game, you know, when they went up at the beginning of the year and had to play a hostile environment at home. This is going down the wire. But you know what? I can't root against. I mean, I can't pick against Central because Central's always come back. They came back 2 weeks ago against Hallandale. They've come back against every opponent this year except for Booker T. I still got to favor Central to win this game. This is going to be a 1 or 2 point game, Joe. This is going to be the last possession wins this game. And I'll tell you, both teams are equally as tough. Mainland is more motivated because this is the team that's beaten them 3 years in a row.
Well, I was a little surprised. You expect American Heritage to roll on Orlando Bishop Moore pretty good in Orlando. They've had a hell of a year up there in Orlando. Yeah. I know American Heritage played a tough schedule. They got three losses, though. So you think American Heritage, obviously, road-tested. What do you expect in this one tonight as they're playing at home?
Yeah, look at those three losses, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
St. Thomas Aquinas. Yeah, this won't be close. But I don't think Orlando Bishop Moore has not faced a team with the team speed. We saw that. I was there last week, and I saw that Heritage is ready. I mean, defensively, they swarm you. I mean, Bishop Moore is going to have to just hope that something happens on the way to the game.
Yeah.
Because there's just no way. No way they're going to match up with this team. Too big up front, too fast. They can come at you with three running backs. They have one of the most physical quarterbacks around, Torrence Gibson, who could do everything. They have a receiving core. I mean, first play of the game last week against Island Coast, they went 82 yards on the first play. That's just what Bishop Moore's got to get used to, it because this is a relentless team, well-coached. They're just too outstanding for this team.
All right, and then St. Thomas is at home tonight, which that alone is not fair, but they're playing Tarpon Springs Eastlake. And you don't think this can be a good game, even though Tarpon Springs Eastlake's had a great year?
Yeah, they have three or four players that are pretty good. You know, we talked about that last week with Royal Palm Beach. Has three, four, five players, but you got to bring it. I mean, St. Thomas has 22 plus. Their motivation to get back to state. They're playing at a level right now. Joe, you could add to what we said last week. It's 539-39. That's what they've outscored the last nine opponents.
Oh.
It's not even this game. And you know, East Lake was actually number one most of the year. They're undefeated. But this is not Fort Myers they're playing. This is not Hillsboro they're playing. This is St. Thomas, which has huge up front, runs the ball extremely well. And the defense is the key. The defense is just not – and I know George Campbell's a great receiver, but he cannot be – one player cannot beat St. Thomas Aquinas alone. I think St. Thomas just rolls in this game and heads back to Orlando.
It's hard for me to imagine, as much of a high school homer as I am for our teams down here, that South Florida's going to win all these games tonight. You think they will, though, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, we have two of them playing against each other and playing again in Columbus. So, obviously, one we get out of there. The only game that I really, really worry about, obviously, is the Mainland Central game because it's up in Daytona. But, you know, they played well on the road. They played well last week. They played well in Hoover. Played well in Georgia. Like I said, I cannot go against, you know, a team that's been here 4 years in a row looking to get back for five. There's a reason why they've been there. And then, you know, I mean, you like to play the home role. You know, you'd like to be objective, too. And I'm trying to be objective. And I've watched Central so much this year. And Roland Smith has done such – and you and I talk about it. He's just such a great person, and he's done such a great job with these kids. It's never easy to keep motivating them, but their motivation is to get back and win another state title and keep South Florida relevant, because Lord knows the rest of the state doesn't like South Florida, so we got to keep all these teams in the mix.
Yeah, and Larry, I just want to add, did I hear you just say St. Thomas Aquinas got 22? You didn't say 22 D1 players.
No, I said they. You know, I said East Lake's got three, four, five relevant players. St. Thomas has got at least 22.
Okay.
They may have 22 from 9th to 12th grade on their roster easily, because all their linemen. You look at their running back, Scarlett and Sand. You know, their receivers are off the charts. You look across the front. They probably do have 22 plus kids that are going to play D1. Plus, a lot of kids are going to go to the Ivy League too. So that's not a bad thing.
No,
so
you're right.
It's a good mix. And we had Nick Bosa on the show the other night, and I'll tell you what, he's very special. He's done a great job. Just when people are double-teaming him, the kid Boyce or Ray or Hart, their defensive front seven is as good as you get. So that's the motivation tonight, and St. Thomas is at home. If you're in the area, we got three home games. So, you know, if you're at Flanagan, you got to get there early because it's going to fill up quickly. Also at American Heritage and then St. Thomas. Three big games to see tonight if you want to see some of the greatest football in the nation. We have it right in your backyard tonight.
Man, that's good stuff. By the way, does Columbus travel well? Will they travel? Will they bring folks from Dade County to that game up in Broward?
Yeah, they will, especially with everything on the line like this. You know, this and a team that you got to remember, they only lost once this year, and that was to Central, and that was a game coming off the Carl Gable game.
No, they've been perfect.
Well coached team, and both of them are, you know, and you know, like you could say, well, Broward County this way, they have such a Dade County flair in the coaching staff at Flanagan with Devin Bush, who's done an awesome job, and Stanford Samuel and Ryan Collins. I mean, you talk about a Dade County infusion. So this is one of those games for the ages. They're going to talk about this one for years to come, and it's going to be a great one.
Great stuff, Larry. Take care of yourself. Have a good trip to Orlando. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll check in with you over the weekend to find out how everybody played and get caught up with you. Thank you so much, buddy.
Good stuff, Joe. Thank you so much, too.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, on his way to Orlando, getting ready for Booker T and the Jacksonville Bulls, man.